They are now known as the 215, children who never made it home. Survivors knew they told the stories, but now the rest of the world was hearing and understanding.
Finally, there's actually something to, you know, provide and show proof that, you know what, the stories are real. What happened to them was real. The pain that they suffered and endured was real.
That's to Kamloops to Schwepp McChiefer, Cookby Roseanne Casimir. At the helm, as the world's eyes turn to her community, under her watch, the undeniable proof from ground-penetrating radar, lighting an awakening.
Our truths are being heard. Next is education. Next is that continued path forward with everyone.
That included marking Canada's first Day for Truth and Reconciliation, a day for the country to stop and acknowledge. Also, a day for disappointment, when the Prime Minister chose to fly over Kamloops, but not stop to mark the historic day with the De Kamloops to Schwepp.
We need to be that change for our children and future generations. And we really do need to reconcile history.
That includes, for this First Nation, an apology from the Vatican and access to church documents about the school. For these, they wait. A potential meeting with the Pope put off by the pandemic. But pressing for change and understanding won't wait.
We as parents have a responsibility to ensure that we really be that change for our children.
The 215 found in Kamloops grew to hundreds, then thousands, and ground searches continue still. The most recent in Williams Lake. Details of that search to come in the new year. Lisa Yuzda, City News.